praise God. As our pastor comes forward, hallelujah, to take this mic from me. Because I want to run around the church, hallelujah, spill him down deep in my soul. Hallelujah, God is great and worthy of your praise. And without him, there is nothing, and we cannot be. Pastor, if you will stand, please, as Russell T. Perkins comes, gives us a word here at Bread of Heaven Church, 2430 Bread of Heaven, Jefferson Street. I left the Jefferson Street out. Amen. Just get excited in Jesus. Y'all come over here. Come on. Get you some excitement in Jesus. Get love to life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're just thanking God, and we're going to give the mic over to our pastor.
Hey, sister. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 2430 Bread of Heaven Way. We renaming the street. Praise the Lord. It's good to be here. It's great to see all of you. Good to see my cousin Terry out here today. We thank the Lord. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. God has been so good to us, and we're glad about it. You know, what makes life good when things are not going so good is that whatever, if you decide to do everything in word and deed in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, it takes the sting off of what's going on. And so we come in the name of Jesus. We saturate this place in the name of Jesus. I was over here yesterday praying, saturating this place in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 So let's pray. And we're going to be in, when we get to the scripture, we're going to be in Mark, the 12th chapter. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we ask that you continually open up heaven over Bread of Heaven Church, Lord. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We're so thankful, Lord, that your name is high and lifted up, and there's none like you. And that your name is indeed glorious in the earth, Lord. Beside you, there's no other. You are very present to help in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And help us, Lord, hallelujah, to stand still and know that you are God. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we praise you. We stand in awe of you. Lord, we lift you up because you're mighty. We lift you up because you're good. We lift you up because you first loved us. And Lord, we thank you. We praise you with everything that we have, Lord, and we thank you. We're so glad that no weapon formed against us is able to prosper. Hallelujah. It just won't work. Hallelujah. So Lord, bless every soul in this place. Lord, we come in thanksgiving and praise. We come to glorify you. We come to meet you here. We come to have encounter with you, Lord. We come, Lord, hallelujah, to be in your manifest presence. And Lord, we just believe you're going to do something today, that you're going to bless, Lord, that you're going to touch somebody, Lord, and that you're going to bring somebody, praise the Lord, hallelujah, to a rock that's higher. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Bless everything that's done. Lord, bless the proclamation of your word. Just have your way. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Mark the 12th chapter, starting at verse 28. My topic is, Lord, what do you want from me? Hallelujah. And you could switch that a little bit. It means the same thing. Lord, what do you want for me? Because what he wants from us is because he's trying to bless us. So what he wants from us is the same thing as he wants for us. Verse 28. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely, this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There's none other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said unto him, well, master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but he. And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding, with all the soul and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, thou art not far from the kingdom of God. And no man after that did ask him any question. We trust God will bless the reading of his word, and will some kind soul turn the heat down, because the pastor's about to burn up. Hallelujah. You can be seated. Praise the Lord. The topic is, Lord, what do you want from me? Hallelujah. Well, the scripture tells us, but let me give you some Old Testament context. Micah 6:8 says, he hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Ecclesiastes 12:13 says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. And in historical terms, in terms of the Westminster's Shorter Catechism, it says, glorify God and enjoy him forever. But this scripture here that we're talking about today, loving the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, loving our neighbors as ourselves, hallelujah. But it starts out with, this is part of what they refer to as the Hebrew Shema, taken from Deuteronomy 6:4-5. And it starts out, first of all, the commandment is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. That is tied to the commandment here, thou shalt love thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. And this is the first commandment, hallelujah, in order to love God the way we're supposed to, with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, we got to know who he is, hallelujah, praise God. And he's not, hallelujah, a three-part God. He's not a three-person God. As a matter of fact, he's not even a person at all, because the scripture tells us God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. I'm good, baby girl. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. I got some water up here. So, thank you, First Lady. So, first of all, he's not a person at all. Hallelujah. But let's not get bogged down in that, because sometimes if you tell somebody something like that, they think you're talking legal stuff. You're talking semantics. You're splitting hairs. So let's break it down a little bit further than that. Praise God. Hallelujah. If our God is one God, if he said, hear, O Israel, let me just get it exactly. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Hallelujah. One, hallelujah, indivisible, hallelujah. Our country is supposed to be one nation, indivisible, hallelujah. That means you can't divide it up into different parts. You can't divide it up into so-called blue states or green or red states, hallelujah. Indivisible means exactly that, one God, indivisible. Now, we know God can be manifested in three essential ways, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but it's one God. Hallelujah. Why is that so important? Hallelujah. If there's one being that has all power, there can't be three of them. Hallelujah. Does that make sense? How can three be all powerful unless they are one? Praise the Lord. So there's one God. Hallelujah. One God. Hallelujah. From the beginning of the Old Testament to the end of the book of Revelation, there is one God, and we are to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Hallelujah. And we're to love our neighbors as ourselves. Praise the Lord. And so the very first thing that God wants from us is to love him. Hallelujah. You got to love him to even get your faith right? Because faith works by love. And we know that if we have the faith to move mountains but have not love, we're sounding brass and a tingling cymbal. So, Lord, the love's got to come first, praise God. That will even help us to believe, hallelujah, to have faith in him and to trust him. And what God expects from us, hallelujah, is what he wants for us, is what he wants from us, is for us to put him first, to love him first, to realize that he's only one and that he is the only one, and to love him with everything that we have, praise God, hallelujah, and to love our neighbors as ourselves, because our neighbor, hallelujah, are created by the one we love with our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Praise God. So point one, I'll just abbreviate and say love. Point two, hallelujah. Now, let me go a little further with water. I'm trying, you know how a preacher gets up. They're trying to cover everything and sometimes we skip over some stuff. Now, when it says love the Lord with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, that implies what? Worship. Hallelujah. He wants us to worship. The scripture I have quoted, I didn't quote the whole scripture from John 4:24, that God is a spirit. Hallelujah. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. He's talking about some real worship. He's not talking about just, hallelujah, a song. A song is part of worship, but it is how it is delivered, where it comes from. If it's coming just from your lips, it's not worship. Hallelujah. And we have to understand that we have to enter in, praise God. We can't, hallelujah, be in the spirit of showing out or putting on a performance to worship him. This thing is spiritual because he wants that spiritual worship. Hallelujah. And you won't worship a God for real if you don't love him, praise God. Hallelujah. And there's something about the love of God that you can't keep it to yourself. You don't want the stones to cry out for you because you love him so much, praise God. If you have a auntie that you love dearly, praise God, and that auntie's birthday's coming up, and she, you know, because of the relationship, she's expecting something from her, and your auntie is a school teacher. You don't want the students in the class to do something more loving toward your auntie than you do. You want to give her a gift that touches her heart. And because you're supposed to know her better, you know what kind of gift to give. Now, the God we serve, when we offer praises, praise God, hallelujah, our praises, hallelujah, ought to get to the heart of the throne of God because we know him and we love him so, hallelujah, that it comes from our innermost being, hallelujah, and we praise him with everything we got. We don't worry about trying to be cute. We don't worry about anything. We just let the Lord have what he deserves, praise God, and he desires our praise. He desires our worship. So that love is connected to that. Point two, praise God. Hallelujah. We trust him. We have faith in him. We don't give up. We're not always talking about throwing in the towel. We have confidence in his ability. We have confidence, praise God, in his word. We're not believing that he lied to us when he said he wouldn't leave us or forsake us, praise God. And he that is faithful, he's faithful that promise, right? So he does not expect us, hallelujah, to rely on our emotions to tell us, hallelujah, how much we trust him. We trust him because what he said. And because he said it, praise God, we know he will make it good. Because he's that kind of faithful God that cannot lie. I love the way my son used to quote the scripture. He add his own spin on it. You know the scripture that talks about, let God be true and every man a liar. My son would say, let God be true and every man a lie, you know. And he put the emphasis on lie, you know. And Let God be true. Trust him. Spend time seeking him. Step out by faith. Step forward. Hallelujah. Don't be hiding. Don't be spectating. Trust him. Step out on him. Ask God, hallelujah, to increase whatever measure of gift you have so that you might glorify him, that you might trust him more, that you might, praise God, hallelujah, be a fulfillment, that you might step into what he wants for you and, hallelujah, and what he wants from you, hallelujah, and that he might be able, hallelujah, to be glorified in the presence of other people, people who might not read their Bible, but they reading you backwards and forward. Praise God. They on Facebook talking about you. Hallelujah. They sending texts about you. And so we have to represent God. Hallelujah. And when we walk in faith, when we live in faith, when we live in the Spirit, when we walk in the Spirit, praise God, we lift him up mightily. And hallelujah. That's what the Lord wants from us. We seek him in prayer and in studying his word. Hallelujah. You want to know more about him. Hallelujah. Some of y'all might remember those old days when you were courting. You call yourself courting. Dating. Maybe even engaged. Talking on the phone. Going to sleep on the phone late at night. Didn't have anything in particular. No new news or anything. Nothing really. All the topics had been exhausted, but you wanted to be on the phone with that person because you love them. Hallelujah, praise God. When you love somebody, you want to spend time with them. When you love somebody, hallelujah, you want to seek them. Hallelujah. When you love somebody, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, you want to hear from them. Hallelujah. And we hear from the Lord by praying and reading his word. And he hears from us when we pray, when we worship, when we hear, when we read his word. Hallelujah. When we speak his word, when we quote his scriptures, when we live by his word. It's not enough, hallelujah, for us to hear the gospel. It's not enough. And that's good. That's good. Yeah, that's real good. It's not enough for us to speak and preach and proclaim and to tell the gospel story, which is good, it's wonderful, it's fantastic, hallelujah. God saves souls that way. But God wants us to live this thing, hallelujah. And you can't live this thing without reading the word for yourself and praying. It's impossible, hallelujah, to please God with this kind of faith that's fueled by a steady diet of the word of God, praise God. Some of us are filling up on junk food, hallelujah, and we need to be careful about that. Now, don't get scared. I ain't a fussy preacher, praise God, but we need to be mindful of what we're putting before our faces, what we are watching on television, what we are reading, praise God, hallelujah, because, hallelujah, we can't hardly please God. Hallelujah. If all we got to offer up is what the latest thing we saw on Netflix. I like Netflix. I'm not fussing about Netflix. But what I'm saying is we have to have certain things that are priority in our lives. In prayer, studying his word. We want to live up to God's will. Hallelujah. Praise God. We want God to be able to show us what he would have us to do with our lives and with our gifts and with our testimonies, praise God. And hallelujah, the more word we have in us, the more we can glorify God. The more we glorify God, the more joy, peace, hope, comfort we're going to have in our lives. Hallelujah. One of my friends gave me a big compliment. I think he did it. It just kind of blurted it out of his mouth. He wasn't talking to me on the phone. Said, I'm gonna boost Perkins today. Because we got an edgy relationship. We're brothers in the Lord. He's saved, I'm saved. We were in Band of Brothers together. And he liked to debate and stuff, you know. He liked to have debates and stuff. And so sometimes we have them, you know. And I let him talk. He might talk to you like a long time, you know. You know, you might have to need a break, you know. It'd be 3 hours if you let him. Hallelujah. And I'm not talking about anybody here today. I'm not talking about you, Brother Vic. But so we have people talking. He's talking, and he's always trying to, and Perkins, you too conservative. Then the next time, you too liberal. You too conservative. I didn't know which way I was with him. And this and that, arguing about this. Oh, you splitting hairs. You trying to use your lawyer stuff on me. All that. I heard it all, y'all. Hallelujah. And then one time, after criticizing me, arguing about every little word I said, one time he let it slip out. He said, you're full of the word. And then he tried to change the subject. And you know what it is? Hallelujah. That's what we want to be, isn't it? Isn't that a good goal? Hallelujah, to be full of the word. My brother-in-law is full of the word. He might talk to you about a whole lot of stuff. I know him. I know him since he's 9 years old. Hallelujah. I know better just about anybody else on the word. The man is full of the word. Hallelujah. Isn't that good? Isn't that a good thing to be able? Doesn't it feel good to be able to say something godly about somebody and know that it's true? Hallelujah. So we want to seek the Lord. Hallelujah. This is all being fueled by the love we have. Hallelujah. And to pray and to have a fellowship with him. And then after we have loved on the Lord, after we have trusted in the Lord, after we have sought the word and prayed, hallelujah, we want to demonstrate the qualities of the fruit of the Spirit, the love, the joy. That's part of loving our neighbors as ourselves. We want to show that. We want to be examples of that. We want to let people know, hallelujah, that we're not just talking, that we love the Lord. And also, we want to always be finding out a way to serve. A way to serve the Lord. A way to serve the brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. A way to grow in the Lord. A way to let the Lord use us in a different way, in a more elevated way. And then you won't ever have to spend much time in your life asking God, what is my purpose? He'll show it to you. Hallelujah. When you praying about somebody else, when you praying for your neighbor, God will show you what he wants you to do next, what your gift is, what your calling is. Hallelujah. He'll give it to me. Hallelujah. I have never heard a preacher testify that they were praying to the Lord, tell me what my calling is, and then the Lord gave him that. It's always a surprise, you know? Like Isaiah in the 6th chapter, and he said, in the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Didn't say nothing. I've been seeking. Lord, will you show me something? It's when you're doing something else that glorifies God that he shows you something that is important for your life. Hallelujah. And how you can be a blessing to other people. Hallelujah. Just be faithful over a few things. Hallelujah. And you can be rulers over many. He can step you up. He can accelerate you. He can give you a trajectory, a ministry that you never dreamed of. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you got to do the basic things. You got to love him. Hallelujah. When you don't know what to do on a different day, love on the Lord. Hallelujah. Love on your neighbors. Praise God. Tell them, tell somebody good, something good. Tell the truth now. Hallelujah. Don't be all up in somebody's face. Oh, you look so pretty. Come on now. How many times we've been to churches? I'm just saying churches in general. Don't try to pinpoint what I'm talking about, Brother Gerald. And then somebody say, oh, and the beautiful first lady. Come on, y'all. Unless they don't change the definition. Be truthful, you know what I'm saying? We can say beautiful first lady here, praise the Lord.
But some places you can't tell, you can't do that and tell the truth. Praise the Lord. I ain't talking about just looks. I'm talking about inside and out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But guess what? God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Lord, what do you want from me? Hallelujah. He wants us to love on him. He wants us to trust him. He wants us to spend time in devotion, trusting, praying, reading his word. Hallelujah. He wants us, hallelujah, to manifest the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Somebody's looking at you trying to figure out if there's a real God. If this church is just a, if God is just an imaginary friend to people in church. At some point, Sister Neil, you're going to find out how it really is. Then. Hallelujah. At some point, Sister Cartwright, you're going to find out that there's a blessing with your name on it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At some point, you're going to find out how real it is. That is, you know we have confidence in natural things, and so we should. We shouldn't ignore the natural things. Somebody forgive me for this because this belongs to the church, praise God. But what goes up comes down. That's a law of gravity. But there are some spiritual laws that are more sure than gravity that cannot be interrupted. Hallelujah. Sowing and reaping. If you sow, you're going to reap. Hallelujah. God is holy, and we are supposed to be holy too, although in our own strength we cannot be holy. So we have to have some kind of transaction happen with us. We can't be holy in the currency of our flesh. Our flesh, just like metal is a conductor of electricity and heat, our flesh is a conductor of sin, praise God. But so there must be some other way, hallelujah, for God to say, I require of you to be holy, and then for us to be holy. There must be something God has in mind, praise God, hallelujah, a law that we don't understand, something outside gravity, something outside the weight, hallelujah, of human limitations that allows us to stand in the holy place, to stand before a holy God. There must be something God had in mind. He said that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So how can any person get there? Hallelujah. Something has to happen. Something had to get changed. Something had to get switched. Some people had to get filled with the power of the Holy Ghost from on high through the power of faith, through the glory of the name of Jesus, praise God, through the blood applied, hallelujah, through what I call the double transfer, hallelujah, the double transfer, hallelujah, our sin, hallelujah, in exchange for his blood for our sin, in exchange of his holiness for our filthy rags, praise God. Something's got to happen supernaturally, praise God, for us to be holy before a holy God, hallelujah. And heaven and earth will pass away, but his word's not going to change. His truth is not going to change. His principles are not going to change, praise God. So we have to change. There's no shortness in him, but there's some big time shortness in us, hallelujah. And we can't meet him saying, I'm going to do me. We can't meet him saying, I don't believe that is all required. We have to receive the word, pray over it, ask God to show it to us, ask God to make it come alive in our spirit. Sometimes it gets alive in our spirit before we get it in our heads, praise God. And the Lord, praise God, will show us, praise God, hallelujah, that there is one name given under heaven whereby men must be saved, and that is the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You can call him Alpha and Omega. You can call him beginning and the end. You can call him the bright morning star. You can call him Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom. You can call him all the Jehovah construct names. But there's only one name given under heaven whereby men must save, and that is the precious name of Jesus. And that name, hallelujah, has power. It has power. That blood shed 20 centuries ago has 2025 power. Hallelujah. That blood still works. What is it that you want from us, Lord? He wants us to get saved. He wants us to get baptized in the precious name of Jesus. He wants to be filled to overflowing with the power of his Holy Ghost, because this flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And there's joy walking with Jesus. Joy while you're crying. Joy when you don't know what's next. Joy when your job is acting up. Joy when your car is acting up. Joy when people in your family won't act right. Joy when your legal case is all messed up. Joy, hallelujah, when the doctor's report is not what you wanted it to be. Hallelujah. I want my doctor report to say, perfect specimen. Hallelujah. No problem. But it don't always say that, praise God. And when it does not always say that, hallelujah, we got to have joy. Hallelujah. We got to understand, hallelujah, that we are pilgrims and strangers and we're passing through, praise God. And hallelujah, we're trying to lift the Lord up. We're trying to enjoy God and glorify him forever. We're trying to lift him up, hallelujah, because he's worthy of the praise, hallelujah, and that he saw us, hallelujah. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. He loved us, praise God. He commended, comprehended his love to us, hallelujah. While we're leading rebellion against the kingdom of heaven by our lifestyles. Hallelujah. The good news is you can be forgiven and all of that. Years and years of stuff. One day. One day. One day. You can be healed. Hallelujah. It can happen in one day. Usually he does this over time because he's trying to teach us something. Hallelujah. And sometimes, hallelujah, we have to forgive. We have to go to somebody, hallelujah, and tell them that we were wrong. You know how hard it was for the prodigal son to be in the pig pen, to have lost his wealth, to be away from his family, to not have any hope or support, to be to the point that he wanted to get down in there with the pigs and fight them over some slops. And then, by God's grace, he came to himself. He had a speech all planned out. Lord, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no more worthy to be one of your servant, your son. Make me one of your hired servants. But something unexpected happened. Hallelujah. Daddy was waiting on him. He saw him, let me just use a little imagination, sitting, rocking on the front porch. The scripture does not say that. It says he saw him afar off. And he's waiting for his son to come back. And the dad is so excited when he sees him that he runs to greet him. Now, he didn't look too clean. He didn't look pretty as he did when he went out. He probably smelled of the animals he tended to. He probably had lost weight. He probably looked kind of rough and scraggly. His clothes were not neatly pressed, probably. Hallelujah. Probably didn't smell great. But the father didn't care nothing about that, because he saw his son who had been lost. And he wanted to make sure that he was found. And he ran to him. And he grabbed him. No need of a speech. He loved him without the speech. But because the prodigal son had some character, he went on and made the speech after he had kissed him and all of that and accepted him and welcomed him back. But wasn't it a long journey between that far country and getting back to his father? Anybody know about that? Of being so covered in sin
covered in anger. Full of, some people have been full of suicidal thoughts. In my family, it'd be more like homicidal thoughts. There's some redhead, hot-tempered people in our family. But it's a long walk. It's a long journey. It's not fun to have to face what you have done wrong. The embarrassing stuff. Hallelujah. The stuff you don't want nobody to know about. Hallelujah. But God already knows. But you have to give it to him. That's what he expects of you. To come to him just like you are. To repent. To say, hallelujah, I don't deserve this, but I heard you are God of mercy. I can't fix this, but I hear that you are a keeper. I can't get myself back to a state of health. I can't get myself back to a state of mental health. I can't get myself back to a state of peace, but I hear that you are a Prince of Peace and a healer. And I come just as I am, with no lies. I give it all to you, Lord. I cast all my stuff on you. Because, hallelujah, I'm not doing too well trying to carry it for myself. And how's it working out for you, saints? When you're carrying all this stuff, you need to give to the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And that is what the Lord can do, wants to do for you. Praise the Lord, Sister Cartwright. Praise the Lord. She was here at 8:15 this morning riding the bus. Hallelujah. Just FYI. Just FYI. Hallelujah. Some of us got cars. Some of us got the ability to drive them. Some of us get up real early and catch a bus to be to the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. One of our saints asked the question in, I think, Words of Exhortation some time ago. I'm going to steal it from her and say, how bad do you want it, saints? How bad do you want that peace that is promised? How much do you want that joy that is promised? How much do you want people to look at you and say, she's a woman of God. He's a man of God. She's full of the word. He's full of the word. Hallelujah. That person extended themselves. That person showed love to me. Hallelujah. At a moment when I needed it. Hallelujah. How bad do you want, hallelujah, to come to God's house and just pour it out all out. Hallelujah. To worship him with everything that you have. Praise. It doesn't have to be demonstrative. It's just got to be sincere. Hallelujah. It could be somebody sitting on the fast row, back row whispering. But if you're giving all you got to the Lord, he sees it. Hallelujah. And he's able to bring peace and joy and stability to your life. There's one God. His saving name is Jesus. And he's able to bless you right where you are, to lift you up. And guess what? He wants some wonderful things from you, and he wants some wonderful things for you. And all God's people said, all God's people said, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless everybody under the sound of my voice, whether they be here in person, listening on Facebook, or watching later. Bless, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.